Barnaby had tried various combinations of orange crates, balloons, old boards, washing machine parts, and a lot of other things. But he could not seem to come up with exactly the right combination. But, as usually happens when one keeps trying and doesn't give up, he finally found a way. Yes! One day, Barnaby hit on exactly the right combination. One hockey stick, an electric fan, his mother's umbrella, and an extension cord. He taped them all together, and they looked like this. He called his invention the Flying Hockey Stick. All he had to do to start it was to plug the cord into the socket in his bedroom and switch on the fan. The switch had two settings, slow and fast. If he wanted to fly slowly, he switched the fan to slow. If he wanted to go faster, he merely moved the switch. He soon realized, of course, that in order to fly any great distance, he would have to have a very long cord. So he went all over the neighborhood borrowing extension cords. Finally, he had so many strung together that it seemed to him that he would be able to fly around the world. After testing the machine thoroughly in his backyard, he was ready to make his first long flight. Perhaps he would fly around the world, if it didn't take too long. His mother made him a lunch of peanut butter sandwiches and a pickle, and kissed him goodbye. The flying hockey stick worked perfectly. He switched the fan to slow and climbed smoothly into the air. The extension cords unwound smoothly off the back of the hockey stick as he flew along. And oh, what a thrill it was! He soared to the top of a huge oak tree and peeked at a family of birds in their nest. He waved at a man in the window of a tall building and surprised some people on an airplane. Then Barnaby Jones spotted some smoke rising in the distance and flew toward it. Soon he could see that it came from a burning building in a nearby town. Switching the fan to fast, he was soon at the building. In a window on the top floor was an old lady. Some firemen were trying to reach her, but their ladders weren't long enough. "Help!" she cried. "Save me!" Barnaby flew up to her window. "I can't believe my eyes, but I'm very glad to see you," said the old lady. "Please climb aboard, ma'am," said Barnaby politely. The poor woman had no choice, for the flames were getting close. Putting on her Sunday hat, she climbed onto the hockey stick behind Barnaby Jones, and they zoomed away. "This is quite a contraption you have here, young man," said the old lady. After a while, she added, "In fact, this is the most fun I've had in years."